probably most prominent in the American Civil War or during the Depression and southern states of America, but definitely the Depression era. Find the boss's cigar box and whack a broomstick in it, bit of fence wire, whatever it took to make music sing away their blues, and they certainly had plenty to sing about.
Nigel McTrustry travels Queensland displaying his cigar box guitars at the various music festivals. The former electrician used to play in a variety of bands with the more traditional guitar.
I was looking at YouTube one day, I saw a little clip on the side and clicked on it, and that was a fellow called Shane Spiel. He really kicked off the movement, if you want to call it, in the States with a website called Cigar Box Nation, and that was it. I heard one and I had to build a few more, and had a song straight away and put that in my set. Didn't pick up a six string after I found the three string CBG, that's for sure.
And what do you do to get your cigar boxes? Just wander into a tobacconist?
That's definitely the way to start. eBay, of course. And that's definitely, my first two I got on eBay from the States. And then I looked up places in Brisbane, and now I'm getting them mainly from the States. I've got a contact in Finland, of all places.
Finland?
Well, I made one for a bloke, and his brother lives there and has a cigar shop, because they gave me this beautiful cigar box to make one for him, and I said, oh, can you get me more? And I emailed, and as soon as he gets a box full, he sends them over.
Do they make a different sound depending on the box itself, or it's just the way that you then build them?
There's definitely a bit of difference if it's a cedar or ply, or at the end of the day, when you've got it plugged into an amp with a humbucker pickup there, it's not a huge difference, but put metallic objects on them and you get a different sound, and it's all experimentation, you know.
And what about the neck?
Traditionally, or it used to be a broomstick, once again, whatever piece of wood that you could shape. Obviously a hardwood's going to be better, not bend so much. Broomstick was the go, and I've used that too, you know.
Now, they're not just cigar boxes with different wood in the neck. Why have you also got what you would normally find in the plug hole of a kitchen sink? You've got various sink holes from the kitchen.
You have to have a hole in them to project the sound, so look around and see what I find. My guitar's got a bit of a look to them, I suppose, that I keep with, but it's all trying things out, see what works, what look good, because it was the sound that got me, but the fact that they look pretty cool too is another creative part of it, you know, which I really enjoy.
On another table here, you've got a cigar box guitar, but in the middle of it, you've got what, if you're old enough to remember, an old 45 single record. What's the idea behind that?
Well, it's got a hole in the middle of it, and I thought it'd look good. Also comes in handy as a scratch plate. I don't know, I just did it, and people like them. People are buying them, and people hang them up on the wall. Of course, they can't resist to play them after a while.
With the demand for them, are they all still authentic cigar boxes?
Yeah, the ones I get are, and there's people who are started in the States, go online selling cigar boxes, you know, so I don't know where they obtain them, but they are fair dinkum cigar boxes. You can make your own, you can use wine bottle boxes, you know, there's all sorts of things people make guitars out of, you know, hubcaps and things. I've got one I was given laying around I haven't got to yet, and also I'm making one string diddly bows, they call them, two string basses, but that's about as extravagant. I made a few ukuleles as well. This is a cigar box.
Most of them here are three string, but you also have some with two string. What's the difference?
Well, that two stringer there, that's a bass, that one. I find the bass works good with two strings. There was a band in the early 90s called Morphine who had a two string slide bass, and I never forgot that, and a favourite of mine, so that's the way I went with my basses. I've tried a three, that'd be good, but for the moment sticking with the two. I've made two string guitars as well, but I think the three string, there's something about the three strings that really pricks people's ears up.
What sort of people buy them?
Kids, you know, kicking off guitar, or older people, certainly retired folks looking for something. They've never played, always wanted to play guitar, and it's a fairly accessible instrument. You can get a sound out of it pretty quick. You're not learning chord shapes with your fingers, but you can you know, tune to the chord with your three strings, and then you slide up and down. You don't have to learn chord shapes, so, you know, and you soon kicked off getting the sound out of it.
How much time goes into making each guitar?
Each one's a bit different. I make six at a time, shaping necks and doing boxes, but I'd say a lot of effort and a lot of love.
Mention cigars and people immediately think of Cuba, but surprisingly enough, that's not a major place for you getting your boxes from.
Over in America, well, they can't get the Cuban ones. That's a bit of a thing from the old Cuban missile crisis days or whatever, you know. But I do get them. The Australian shops can get them in, and if you're lucky, you can pick them up. I've got one here.
It's a slightly bigger box than a lot of the others, and it's also got a longer neck. It's a three-string.
Well, that has come from Finland, Cuban box, from that contact in Finland.
Why don't you give it a go?